Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute. And we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. Streaming Plus License, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless, from the Haven of Hope Church.
Thank God He is here. And you are here too. Hallelujah. Well, it looks like the crowd's grown a little bit since I sat down to play. Hallelujah. So good to have all of you here with us today, here on the Lord's Day. Praise be unto the living God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to be reading from 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 1 today. I desire your prayers. I thought that I had Brother Donnie come over to the house the other day to finish two or three projects at the house. And I thought it was going to be warm enough and I was going to wrap up tight enough. And I put three or four layers on my face and on my head and two or three coats on. And I went out there in the yard. I didn't freeze, but it didn't help my cough none at all. I just thought I was going to try to be safe and try to be out there and do it, but I don't know why I was out there. I didn't do nothing. I handed him a few materials because I was useless. But I don't know about you, but I'm one I can't stand for somebody to be working and me not at least trying. 2 Timothy 1 and 1, and if you are capable of standing, would you please honor the reading of God's word by standing this morning. 2 Timothy 1 and 1, and it says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers at night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Would you stretch your hands and pray for me today? My Father God, I come before your throne today, dear Lord, glorifying you, magnifying you, dear God, for this precious Lord's day which you've given us. This is the day which the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad therein. I ask, dear God, for your anointing to be upon me today. And I thank you for blessing the music service today and for all those who are here in body. And I ask, dear Lord, that you would pour out your anointing upon me that I might glorify you today, dear God, in all the words that you've given me to speak. Pour out your anointing upon me, dear God, that I might bring forth this word in a way that would honor, glorify, and uplift the name of Jesus, and that it would go into the throne room of God, dear Lord, and flow up out of the censer on the altar and flow up in the smoke and let it go into your nostrils, dear God, as a praise and an offering unto you. And Father, let this word go forth today in a way that these people, dear God, would hear this word, that it might edify them, that it might lift them up, dear God, and strengthen them and nourish their soul and spirit. In the blessed and holy and righteous name of Jesus, I thank you and pray. And everybody said, amen. Thank you so much. Would you could be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, saints, if ever there was a day when the spirit of fear is running rampant, it's today. Everybody's afraid, and I'm going to tell you why. We are being manipulated to fear everything. We're being manipulated to be afraid of this and to be afraid of that because it's easier to control people that are afraid than it is to control people that are free from that fear. Oh, did you hear that? It's easier to control people that are afraid than it is to control people that are free from that fear. The spirit of fear is running rampant throughout our country today. Things are happening, and with the pandemic, I praise God for his touch upon this church. I praise God for his touch upon you and this building and these people. I praise God for his touch and his caring, for his loving grace and mercy. I praise God for him. You know, when we're looking in it, we're going on 2 years now. In another month, we'll be 2 years under this pandemic. Or we'll just shut down for 2 weeks to slow the curve. Y'all remember that? Then it was, we're going to have to stay closed down another 6 months. Then it was, well, we got a vaccine now. And this vaccine will cure it all. And then it's, we've got three vaccines now. Oh, wait a minute. Now we got to take a booster shot. Now, wait a minute. Now we got to give the booster a booster. Now, wait a minute. We got to give the booster a booster a booster. We're going to be talking about 15 or 20 boosters here in about 6 or 8 months. And when the whole thing started and they issued the stay-at-home order, there was folks that jumped all in my face. Ain't you got no faith, Pastor? You don't need to be shutting down church. Well, at that time, I had faith, but I was thinking about protecting my folks. And then we had folks saying, how come you having service? Don't you love our people? So on one hand, I got folks saying, you don't need to be having church because we afraid. On the other hand, you don't need to be shutting church down because you're afraid. You ever tried to be in the middle of two places like that? And I kept hearing the whole time, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Well, let me tell you where we are now. We're well past that 2 weeks. We're well past all the destructive things that we were hearing was going to come down upon us. We're well past that. And guess what? We're still here. Amen. God's got his hand on this church. God's got his hand on you. I'm not going to be manipulated by fear. And you've probably found out by now, I ain't going to be manipulated by being bullied either. Amen? You can have your opinion. You can come at me and talk to me about it. You'd be better off to talk to me and not talk at me about it. And you know what? You know what I do to opinions? I pay close attention to them. I pray about them. I weigh them out. I go to the Lord. And then I also go to my counsel. And I ask their opinions. And usually, they got the same opinion I got. And we go ahead with it that way. And that's where we are today. There's another church right nearby here that they already sent out word last Monday that they were canceling service today because of COVID. And I'm thinking, well, the quarantine period's only 5 days. My goodness. Well, you know, if they're, I can't blame that pastor, because he's probably thinking about the same thing I was, looking out for his flock. But I tell you what, if we let every scare that comes along shut us down, pretty soon we won't have no church. Today is the best attendance we've had, other than last Sunday, but it was a special service. Today's the best attendance we've had in 6 months. Do y'all realize that? Because people have been manipulated, they've been controlled, they've had their minds washed to say, well, we don't need to go to church. And we've had people, y'all help me now. Lord, help me now. We have been controlled to the point that everybody started live streaming. And we've got a pretty decent live stream set up here, folks. We really do. Don't tell me it ain't working. Okay. We got a pretty good live stream set up here. But we have now conditioned the church to stay at home and watch the live stream. You know what happens after folks? Now, I know there's some folks that just can't come to church. And there's some folks can't come this far because they can't find a church they like. They like this one, but they can't drive this far. And I understand all of that. But when we got our own folks that are laying out just so they can say, oh, well, I'm watching on the live stream. You can't serve God from your couch. You can't serve God from your car. If there's service to be done here at the house of God, you ain't going to do it watching it on the phone. That's just for those who can't make it here. That's to reach out to those who don't have a church home. This is an evangelistic tool. This is not a means by which we feed the sheep. This is a way to reach those that are unsaved. And we're seeing that bring in results. We're seeing salvation. Now, where in the world? We're seeing God do things that way. But see, we don't need to have, you know what happens when you start laying out and saying, well, I'll just watch it on the live stream. After a while, you quit watching the live stream. And you quit coming to church. And then where you at? You ain't getting fed. And I'm going to tell you something. You can say it all you want to. You can lay out of church and be all right. But if your spirit and your soul ain't getting fed, your spirit and your soul is going to die, just like your body would if you didn't feed it. But God has not given us a spirit of fear. He's given us one of love. And you can feel it in this church when you come. Amen? And he's given us one of power. And let me tell you, saints, you can feel that power in the Haven of Hope Church when you come. You can feel the very power of God. We have seen his power activated in this place. We have seen the move of God heal and make miracles happen. We've seen the supernatural glory of God move upon this place. And I sound like I'm screaming at you, but I'm trying to overcome my voice. All right. God has not given us a spirit of fear. Now, he also said in 2 Timothy chapter 3, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Now, I used to read that passage, and I would see it outside the four walls of the church. But today, in the last 3 years, I see every bit of it within the walls of the church. Come on, somebody. We have let a little turmoil. We have let a few crises. We have let a few things like this destroy the walk of faith that we once had. Saints of God, we don't need to let the fear of what could be destroy what we already have. We don't need to let the fear of what could be destroy our walk with the Lord, thereby taking away from us the entry into the portals of glory. Y'all know what I mean, right? We need to return to the house of God. We need to return to Bethel. We need to go back to where it was. I remember Pastor Tim Hill preaching and saying, Pastor, Are you saying that you don't walk in the anointing that you once had? Are you saying that you just don't feel the power and the glory of God that you once did in your ministry? And he said, and oh, there were so many going, amen, amen. And he said, well, let me ask you a question. Where were you when you last felt that anointing? And boy, that hit me like a big old sledgehammer right in the heart. I was at a place where it was a different place than I was standing then. And I'm telling you, saints, I have made every effort to get back to that place where I was. And I'm telling you, I'm standing there today. I'm back to that place where I was when I last felt that anointing flowing, when I last felt the power of God moving, I'm back there. But let me ask you a question. Are you at the place where you once were? Are you operating under the anointing and under the power of God that you once did? If not, let me ask you, where were you the last time that you did? Where were you in your spirit? I had a young man ministered to him, and he got saved and got him coming to church. And the young man got so on fire for God, he was reading his Bible. First thing he did when he got out of the bed in the morning, he would read his Bible, 5 and 6 chapters, and then he'd pray. Then he'd get up and go work, and then he'd take lunch, and during his lunch, he would read the Bible, and he would pray. Then he'd go back to work, and when he'd get off work, he'd go home, and he'd read the Bible, and he'd pray. And he was at the church every time the church doors opened. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he quit praying, and he kept saying, I know I need to get back to praying. I know I need to get back to reading the Bible. I know I need to do this. I know I need to do that. And it wasn't long at all before he was gone. He was gone. I know I need to get back to where. I know I need to get back to where. Where is it you need to get back to? In the Bible, fear not in some way, shape, or fashion is in the Bible 365 times. I want you to think about that for a minute. 365 times. You know what that says to me? That says to me that God has an answer for every daily fear that we face. For every fear that we face when we roll out of the bed and put our feet on the ground. There is a word of God that says to you, fear not, for every single day that you open your eyes and take breath in and out. Come on, somebody. He says, fear not, for I am the Lord. Fear not, I've got you in my hand. Fear not, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Then he said, John 16 and 33, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you would have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Come on, somebody. Do you have tribulation out in the world today? Do you face tribulation? Do you face trials? Do you face turmoil? Do you face fear? Jesus said you will face that in the world. There's nothing going to stop that. He said you're going to face it. But take heart, because I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. You are in me and I am in you. Praise be unto the living God. There's no place in the heart of the faithful for fear. I want to tell you something. People claim that fear is an emotion. But I just read to you where fear is a spirit. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. I want to tell you a secret. You can speak to fear in the name of Jesus and command it to leave. I've done it. I've been out in some places where I was terribly afraid of what would happen, and the fear was just wrecking my body. And the Lord said, what are you doing? Speak to that fear and tell it to leave. It's a spirit. It has to leave. So I did that. I said, in the name of Jesus, I command you, spirit of fear, depart from me. And all of a sudden, the peace of God just settled in over me. and I had nothing to worry about. Saints of God, fear is a spirit, and fear is a weapon that the enemy would use against the child of God. Fear is a weapon that the enemy would use against the church. Fear is a weapon that the enemy would use against your family. That's why people don't like to go to the doctor, because they don't want to hear what the doctor has to say. I'm getting to the point, I don't like to go to the doctor because I don't like to argue with her. Because she keeps telling me, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. I keep saying, no, it ain't. No, it ain't. No, it ain't. So far, I'm winning. When I went to the hospital with my kidney failure, the best doctor for kidneys in the world is Dr. Anwar Hydry at Wilson. He wrote the medical textbooks for the medical students in college, in medical school, on kidney and renal failure. He was my doctor. And he looked at me on my first day in the hospital. He said, Pastor, you're going to be on dialysis the rest of your life, or I'm going to get you a kidney transplant. I said, nope, not happening. And he thought I was being belligerent. He said, what do you mean? I said, Doctor, I've seen God wake the dead. I've seen God heal blind eyes, broken bones. This, and I know way too many people that are praying for me, and I've seen God do way more than just kidneys. I ain't going to do this the rest of my life. He said, okay, that's fine. He said, but until I tell you so, until God heals you, you're going to do what I say. I said, that's fine. And it won't. 3-4 months later, sitting right here, God told us he was going to heal me. The next morning, I went into the doctor's office, and he said, long story short, he said, we don't know why, but your kidneys have both started working. One of them was completely dead, and the other one was only functioning at 5%. He said, we don't understand what's happening, but both your kidneys have started working again, and they're working fine. They've been working fine ever since. That was 4 years ago. Hallelujah. I wasn't afraid of no dialysis, and I wasn't afraid of no kidney transplant. I wasn't afraid of it going to happen, because I knew that I knew a bunch of people of faith. I knew that I knew a body of believers that knew how to get in touch with God. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Perilous times have come. And we, saints of God, don't need to be living in fear of it. We don't need to be hiding from it. The world wants you to stop coming to church. If you stop coming to church, you'll fall away from God. And the more people we can get to fall away from God, the less likely they're going to have somebody come up and try to witness to them and bring conviction on their hearts. That's the reason the world hates the church, because, ain't it something? The world hates the church because we tell them about the love of Jesus and about sin. And most of the time, most of the church don't talk to people about church and about the love of God and about sin. But the world hates us because some people do. And the church is too afraid to do it. We need to wake up, saints. We need to get up. Get up off that couch of fear. And start telling people that Jesus loves you. And start telling people that Jesus is coming. And he can wash away your sin. He can write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. He can protect you from anything on this planet. And he can make for sure and certain that when you part from this life, that you wake up in the portals of glory. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. He said, in the world you will have tribulations, but I have overcome the world. Amen. How many of you are facing tribulation? Come on now. I've been talking to some of you. I know better. I know y'all been facing it. But look who has overcome. Come on, somebody. Look where you are now. Look where you have. Come on, somebody. Somebody needs to glorify God. Somebody needs to thank God for deliverance. Hallelujah. Look where I am now. 9 times in my life, the devil has tried to kill me, take me out. And I come out of all of it. All of it. almost unscathed. And he continually tries to come at me now and tries to tell me, oh, I'm going to take away your health. I'm going to take away this, and you're going to die. And you know what I say? All right. Is that supposed to scare me? Because if you take my life, I'm going to wake up in heaven. Come on, do it. And you know when I say that to him, he don't say nothing else. He just leaves because it's like, well, I can't use that because he don't care. I don't care. As a matter of fact, there are times when I say, even so, come, Lord Jesus, take me out of this place. I don't like this place anymore. Hallelujah. Somebody glorify God. I haven't even given the altar invitation, and look how many folks is moving. The Lord is calling you today. If you've been facing fear, if you've been facing tribulation, if you've been facing hard times, I feel it right now. I feel it from you. From the seats, I can feel it as I begin to say that. Somebody is sitting there that's been facing difficulty, been facing hard times, and you're just sitting there. You don't need to sit there no more. You need to come to this altar and at the very least lift up the name of Jesus and thank him for bringing you out. Lift up the name of Jesus for delivering you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, dear God. Praise be unto the living God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we praise and magnify your name. Is the Lord still dealing with your heart? I was going to try to pray, but the Lord stopped me. Is the Lord dealing with your heart today? Is he dealing with your heart today? If he does, you can rejoice. I know it makes a sick feeling in the pit of your stomach. It makes you uncomfortable, uneasy. But you need to rejoice in that because it means the Holy Spirit is dealing with your heart and your life. And he's calling you. It means he cares. It means he loves you. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you, dear Lord. I thank you, dear God, for your Holy Spirit bringing the power of conviction upon our hearts and lives today. Hallelujah. We've got several in the altar today. If you would come and pray with them, those of you who would. Hallelujah. Father God, send your spirit to this house. Touch those, dear God. I break the spirit of bondage that grips hearts in the name of Jesus. And I proclaim the spirit of liberty and freedom to come out, dear God, and to loose them who are bound up.
Friends, we always like to end our service, each service, with this sinner's prayer. And if you would repeat after me, we use the right hand and use each finger on the right hand to signify and to pray with each of these parts of this prayer. If you'll repeat after me, dear Lord, I'm a sinner. Jesus, I know you're the Son of God. I know you died on the cross for my sin, and you were raised again on the third day. Come into my heart and forgive me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for making me a Christian. In Jesus' name.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, a Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kids Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night, Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m., and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m., or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, Hope for the Hopeless in a Hopeless World. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.